Naomi Washira was born and raised in Kenya. She studied broadcasting in Chicago and then theology in Seattle. While she always had a beautiful singing voice, she sang in choirs since she was five, becoming a professional musician was not on the radar until 2013. That's when her father, a pastor in Kenya, died.
And at his funeral, you know, we had so many people come up to us and they're like, you know, your father changed my life. And it occurred to me that my dad did exactly what he was supposed to do. He followed his calling. He followed his life passion, which was helping people and believing in people. And I think for me, it made me realize that when my time is done here on earth, like I want to be able to have done something worthwhile and something that would have helped a person here or there. And I knew it was music.
6 months later, she quit her job and dove into music full time. She joined us in the KNKX performance studio to sing one of her songs, but first she sat down with sound effect producer Kevin Kniestad to talk about how she wants her music to have a lasting impact, especially when it comes to dealing with tragedy.
One of my favorite singer-songwriters, Angelique Kidjo from Benin, has this amazing quote that even enemies listen to the same type of music. And to me, that is such a powerful testament of what music is able to do, that it has like this disarming effect on people, like whether, you know, regardless of what you believe in or don't believe in, or the color of your skin, or, you know, your socioeconomical background. When people listen to music, like it's like all those labels sort of melt and you get to communicate and you get to have like sort of like this access into people's hearts and into people's minds. And I feel like for me, like, you know, a lot of the message that I get from people is that thing of just like, you've reminded me something about myself that I'd forgotten, or something that I was not, you know, willing to look at, or that you've reminded me that I can follow my dreams and I can do this. And so for me, I'm like, to encourage even just one person, to me, it's such an honor and such a privilege.
I want to talk about your album, Song of Lament, and sort of where the inspiration for that came from for you.
Yeah. So I wrote Song of Lament almost exactly 2 years ago. I was in Germany house-sitting for my sister, and I remember the two very terrible events that happened that really allowed me to write this album. And one was the drowning of 700 men, women, and children in the Mediterranean. A lot of them were escaping war-torn homes and just chaos from where they were coming from, and just looking, trying to find something, a more dignified way to exist or be. And then the second event was 148 students were murdered in Garissa by terrorists. So I think for me, it was just like I wanted to lament like these events and so many other events that have happened since then. So I wanted to write their stories, like these stories of these people, whether it's, you know, the men and women drowning or even just like the terrorists, like trying to tell a story, looking at a terrorist from a human standpoint. You know, it's very easy to like demonize them, but like, how do I imagine this person as a kid and like what they must have been like growing up and what happened? Like, how did you end up where you are now? So it's a way to lament, tell their stories, but also talk about hope even in the midst of all of that.
I'm wondering how hard that is when someone has done something terrible, how hard it is to humanize someone like that through music, and some of these questions you're just not going to get answers to.
Yeah.
Is that also hard?
It is very hard. You know, one of the hard things is like, why would you want to ask those questions? Like, they've done something awful. Like, why would you want to look at them from a different angle? Like, this is what they've done. It's wrong. It's bad. It's awful. Chances are I'll never get the answers. But for me, I kind of like to take it the slow way of just like kind of process it, and that expands my heart when I'm able to just sit and ask these questions. And I feel at peace just being able to ask those questions. And whether I get the answers or not, to me, I think the answers are not so much the point, but the ability to allow myself to expand in that way and to see this person as a human being.
You mentioned that you can find peace in that. I'm wondering, you know, especially when your inspiration for a song or songs is a tragedy, how much of it is a healing process and peace finding for you? And how much of it is a healing process and peace finding for someone listening to your music?
Mm. That's a really great question. I don't think like any of us like like to carry like all that negative energy in our bodies, of whether it's hate or anger or whatever, because it's like it's gonna soon enough it's sort of gonna manifest itself in, you know, whether it's ailments or things like that. And so I think to give people that chance to, you know, expand their minds or expand their hearts and create like this other alternative to reaction, just based on like what I've gotten from, you know, audiences, it's like I feel like it does something for them.
Tell me a little bit about your song, Think Twice.
Yeah. Honestly, I never remember how I wrote Think Twice. I just remember like writing it. But it was like this idea of like, you know, the beginning and end of life. Like those are like the two bookends of being human. But to me, I feel like I wanted to emphasize that the most important things are what happens in between, you know, and that it's important for people to think twice about like, how do I want to spend my time? You know, I'm 41 now and I feel like I've become even more intentional about the way I live my life now, because I imagine myself of like tipping the scale on the other side now. And I want to be mindful about how I relate to my daughter and like people just in general, like how do I treat people so that when it's all done, like you'd be like, I did it. I did the best that I could, and I try to live an impact, and I try to leave a good legacy, and I tried to, you know, leave this place better than I found it.
So you brought your guitar with you. Would you mind playing Think Twice?
I would love to.
All right.
We're born to live and die, but what we do in between matters. We are born to live and die, but what we do in between matters. For what if you gain the world, but in the end you've got nothing? For what if you gain the world, but in the end you've got nothing? No, think twice. Set a mark within your heart to let them know that you were here. Set a mark within your heart to let them know that you were here. And with the days you lived, you tried to make this place a little better. And with the days you lived, you tried to make this place a little better. No, oh, 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 yeah. Think twice. No, oh, 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 yeah. Think twice. Yeah, yeah. And die, but what we do in between matters. We are born to live and die, but what we do in between matters.